Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Well, you've been hearing it a lot. Mask up. Wear your mask here in Michigan, other states as well. But this is a national ad campaign that's about to get underway. Mask Up America. Joining us right now is a member of the board of directors of the Infectious Diseases Society of America and the director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at University of Alabama, Birmingham, Dr. Jeannie Marazzo. Dr. Marazzo, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Paul. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is such an important message to get across, isn't it?
It really is, and it's important for a couple of reasons. One is that, you know, we are not getting a handle on the pandemic in the United States. We continue to see an escalation in cases. We had over 70,000 new cases last Friday, and we haven't seen a day like that since the summer. We have a lot of places in the United States that are really struggling, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, and even places that had controlled the virus before, New York, New Jersey, Seattle, are starting to see an increase in cases. So we really have to rally together and do what we know works, which is wearing a mask, socially distance, and pay attention to hand hygiene.
How did this become such a difficult message to get across? I mean, I feel like there are a lot of people that don't want to hear it. They don't want to do it. They're going to put their head in the sand, and they're just going to ignore what you and other specialists are saying.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think there are a couple of threads that have contributed to it. I mean, I think the politicization of not just mask wearing, but the entire pandemic, particularly in the United States, has been nothing short of a tragedy. As I have said many times, nothing could be less political than a virus. And indeed, any infectious diseases, the virus not only will take advantage of breaks in our protective measures, like we're not wearing masks or touching each other when we're infected, but it also will take advantage of breaks in our social structure and the fabric of our social communications. So it's quite happy that we are arguing about this and promoting suspicion about mask wearing. So I think, you know, I think the suspicion about it has come from a couple of places. One, some people don't really like being told what to do. That's one of the reasons for this campaign. We're trying to explain to people the rationale for what wearing masks is. We're also trying to explain to them that there is increasing evidence that wearing masks can really make a huge difference in the pandemic. In fact, nice analysis from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation in Seattle recently that estimated if 95% of people in the United States were to wear masks whenever they were in public, we could save 100,000 lives by January 1st. And that's very compelling. It's a really robust scientific analysis. So I think that for those reasons, we just have to take it out of the political theater.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people say, well, back in March, they said don't wear masks. And I mean, this is a new virus. It's something that we have not dealt with before. And we've learned a lot over the course of this year about it, haven't we?
Indeed, we have. And I think it's important to address that misconception about back in March. So back in March, you may recall that New York City in particular was entering a really horrible phase. New Jersey, all those pictures of people struggling to staff the emergency rooms, and a huge concern over personal protective equipment or PPE for healthcare workers, right? All the healthcare organizations were carefully charting their use of N95 masks, of gowns, of gloves, of hand sanitizer. And in fact, frankly, we're still doing that because it's possible we may be in that place again. So the messaging then was please make sure you reserve the best masks, i.e. the N95 masks in particular, for healthcare workers who are going to be caring for these people in healthcare facilities. And I think that message got contaminated with, well, you don't really need to wear a mask if you're not in the hospital. So So that is clearly not the case. We do know now, as I mentioned, that if you look at places that have enacted mask guidance, whether it's an ordinance, whether it's a regulation, whatever it is, you can correlate that very nicely with a decline in cases very quickly, and then subsequently over the next couple of weeks, a decline in hospitalizations and deaths. So a lot more evidence to say that it does work at a community level, and then, of course, more studies that show if you kind of do these really cool studies where you put dye on the stuff that's coming out of people's mouth and you film it in slow motion in a black room and you wear a mask versus you don't, you can see that it physically prevents the spread of what's coming out of your nose and your mouth. And that's what we need to do.
That is pretty compelling stuff. We're talking with infectious disease specialist Dr. Jeannie Marazzo about the Mask Up America campaign that the Ad Council is putting out there. Part of this campaign has to be not just the importance of wearing a mask, but how to wear a mask and how to take care of it, because that's been a learning curve for all of us, too.
It has been a learning curve, particularly since people were often using masks that could be thrown away early on, and then we realized how long the haul was going to be for
right.
this. So we've gotten now into reusable masks, and that really has emphasized cloth masks. Cloth masks are really effective. CDC recommends a mask with two or more layers of cloth, and the way I think about this is if you look through the mask and you can see the sunlight coming through, or you breathe through the mask and it's cold out and you see your breath coming through on the other side very easily, that's probably not a very thick mask. Mm. So the thicker the better, but it doesn't have to be, again, that N95 grade to really help you protect yourself and other people. That's the first thing. So the second thing is that you have to wear it over your nose and your mouth.
Right.
So the virus can come out of either place, right? You sneeze, and you cough, and you talk, and you sing, and you breathe. And all of those present vehicles or mechanisms for this virus to get out and go from one person to another. So wearing it over your nose and your mouth is really the only way to prevent both of those things. The third thing I'll mention, too, is that masks can be washed. They should be washed regularly, and they can be put in with the regular laundry. You really don't need to treat them with any particular special care. The one thing I would ask people to do is you should wash your hands before putting your mask on and after you take it off.
Mm.
You don't want to contaminate your mask if you've touched something that's been contaminated with a virus. That is not a good thing. But otherwise, it should be really painless to wear these things.
Yeah, painless and certainly helpful in a lot of ways. Mask Up America. We're going to be hearing more about this in the days and weeks to come. Dr. Marazzo, thanks so much for the information. Thanks for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.